I'm speaking today with CEO Bradford, Brad, who is running for City Council at-large number 4 this November. Chief, first question for you is, why are you running for this office?
Thank you. I think I am surely one of those people who have made a decision to commit his career to public service, and the issues confronting Houston today, whether it is public safety issues, fiscal constraint issues, critical infrastructure issues, all those issues I think are critical things confronting Houston. As we move forward, we must be better prepared to deal with those. I have 24 years in city government. I understand many of the issues impacting Houston communities, as well as have some ideas about how to correct some of the issues that we have not addressed adequately, in our opinion, in the past.
Okay. Now, you ran for Harris County District Attorney last November. What would you say you learned from that experience? That was your first try at elected office. What would you say you've learned from that, and how would you, how that help you in this race?
Tremendous experience. Of course, Harris County is 4.3 million people in the metropolitan area, and Houston having about 2 million people. So it's a half the size of the population. It's a different type of race, different type of challenges. I've been in Houston proper since 1979. That race, I needed to work harder in the outlying areas of Harris County. I think we didn't do a very good a job as we could have or should have done in some of the outlying areas of the county to get the message up. Nonetheless, we had great support there, but as the numbers indicated at the end of the day, as has been reported, I lost by less than 0.5% in that particular race, and we're moving forward. The city race, I think that the issues confronting the city are uniquely situated for my background and my career.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, you were a chief of police in Houston for, 6 years, I believe. Crime is always an issue in city elections. What do you think city council should be doing to address issues of crime and citizens' concerns about crime?
Well, certainly public safety in any community is and should be the number one priority. When I served 24 years as a police officer, 7 years as police chief, Mayor Boffin appointed me police chief, Mayor Brown reappointed me police chief. It was an honor to serve the citizens of Houston. I think when we look at the general fund budget today, the safety services cost the city almost 70% of the general fund budget goes to safety services. So someone with my expertise can look at those dollars and see how can we get more efficiency, get better utilization of the dollars. Safety services are eating up so much of the budget, it is very difficult to do things in other areas at the same time. I don't think we need to reduce safety services, but we can deploy more technology. I think that we can move public safety forward as a community responsibility and deploy more police officers into the neighborhoods and get more citizens involved in the public safety mission. And I'll bring to the table an expertise in the area of public safety that I think working with other council members and the mayor can get better utilization out of the dollars we have in the area of public safety and other areas.
Okay. I'd say it seems likely that we'll have a new police chief when we have a new mayor. How would you evaluate Chief Hurt's job as chief, and what would you like to see his successor do to, as you say, move the HPD forward in the new administration?
It is fair to say that each HPD chief builds on his or her predecessor, no doubt about that. I think that the Houston Police Department has good leadership. I think the police department has fine officers, men and women working in the field to make things happen. The issue has to do with technology. Do we have the technology that they need to do the job in the most efficient manner? I've said in some areas we do, in others we don't. But technology requires money. It requires a change in philosophy. I think as we move forward as a city council, it's going to be critical to ask the next potential police chief what his or her views are as it relates to community policing. What role do they see the community playing in the public safety mission? Do they view public safety as a community responsibility? How will they lead a department with dwindling public resources? What will they do to lift the morale of the men and women in the police department? The officers are in the field. They're concerned about safety issues, protective equipment, things of that nature. So those are some of the types of things I think the next chief needs to be prepared to deal with.
The head of the Houston Police Officers Union at HPOU has recently made the argument that HPD should be allowed to ask people about their immigration status outside of, you know, before they've been arrested for anything. Houston's policy is not to do that. Mayor White and Chief Hurt disagree with that. I'd like to know what your opinion is.
I think the policy that's been in place now on that issue, for the most part, has been in place since the early 1990s. Now, it was recently modified a little bit to some extent. I think we need to have a real healthy discussion about what role local police officers are going to play in this immigration issue, if any. Certainly, there are merits on both sides. Whereas, if you confront citizens on the street and ask them questions such as, prove to me that you are a U.S. citizen, that's going to stifle a citizen's involvement with police operations and investigation and passing information on. No doubt about that. And how aggressive we want police officers involved in immigration status checks, those are things that warrant a healthy discussion. I think that we could do much better by certainly checking people who are in custody if laws are being broken. Then something should be done. The early 1990 statute that was on the books, I'm sorry, the policy that was on the books, it served well back then. But I think it's time to revisit that policy. But we don't revisit the policy in an isolated room. I think it needs to be a good, healthy public discussion with involved people in the room and come out with a decision. What does the city of Houston want its police officers to do? With knowledge that if we get into the immigration status enforcement business, it's going to pull the officers away from doing other types of things. So let's have that discussion and make an informed decision concerning what should we do and when should we do it.
Okay. Obviously, these are some difficult economic times right now. The city recently passed a budget that had cutbacks more or less across the board. What is your take right now on the city's current financial position, and how should it be prepared to deal with the possibility that the next couple of years aren't going to be any much better than this one has been?
I think it's fair to say that the next couple of years probably won't be any better, and we can expect things to be worse from a financial standpoint here in the city of Houston, from a city revenue standpoint, but that doesn't mean that Houston is in dire straits condition. It's not. Houston is as good as any big city in America and better than most. I love this place. It's a great place. But we have to do things such as, I believe that the less government regulation, the better for business. I think the city of Houston tends to over-regulate. Let businesses do what they do. City of Houston should intervene in businesses for health and safety reasons only from a regulation standpoint. Then do it with a measured, limited approach with input from the industry. That will bring new businesses to town. Businesses here will expand. Now let's look at some of the things that we're doing and see if we can reduce waste and create greater efficiencies. I think our regional government concepts work good. There's a lot of redundant operations in city-county government. We need to look at some of those and see where can we bring about reductions and save public dollars that we're spending that may not be necessary. So I think that if we think we're going to generate new tax dollars or greater revenues, I don't think that's going to be the way to go, because we can't pass on additional tax to businesses and citizens. We're overtaxed now, in my view. We must look inside and see how we can cut back and get better efficiencies out of what we're doing.
Okay. Since you mentioned business and regulations, there's just a story in the paper about a proposed new ordinance to restrict signage on businesses, roof signs and some other things. It's an ordinance from 30 years ago that's being updated. It's gotten some negative feedback from some business interests. What's your opinion on this?
Well, certainly there are some aesthetics and environmental issues that are on the table when it comes to the appearance of the city. But I come back to you. I believe that the less government involvement in business, the better for business and the government. Government should regulate for health and safety reasons only, and then with a measured approach. I think that we healthy discussions about those things. You start over-regulating and you really kill business opportunities and you stifle. Let the market control it. It's not health and safety issues.
Okay. As you know, Metro is in the process of starting to build out new light rail lines that have been approved some years ago by referendum. Still very early in the process. It's supposed to be completed 2012, maybe 2013. If you're elected this year, you would presumably serve through 2015. where do you want to see Metro go next? After they're done with this, where do they go from here?
I think Metro has had some improvements and successes in recent years, and it's fair to say we have an intermediate transportation plan in place, but I think we have to go further, and we need more citizen input. As I go around the city of Houston talking to groups, talking to individuals, many of them don't know the details of the plan now that we're deploying. Those that do know, they still have serious questions about some components of it. So that tells me that we haven't done a good job of getting citizen input and educating and advising the citizens why we're doing what we're doing. There are those who believe that, you know, it is a real estate transaction that Metro is involved in. There are those who believe that it's not going to move very many people. There are those who believe it's a construction engineering project, you know, that they are involved in. So I think that when we look at Metro today and moving into the future, more citizen input, more education to citizens, what we're doing, where we're doing, and how is the expansion going to help with mobility. That's to be explained.
Okay. As you said, you were appointed chief under Mayor Bob Lanier. You served most of your time under Mayor Lee Brown. We're coming to the end of Mayor Bill White's 6 years in office. Looking back on all that, we're going to have a new mayor starting this November. In what ways would you like the new mayor to be like previous mayors? In what way would you like the new mayor to be different than the ones that you've served under?
Well, he or she must be different because Houston has different challenges today than existed then. Things that happened in the past, they happen for a reason. Sometimes things don't get addressed until there's a crisis. Each police chief, each mayor leaves loose ends, if you will. And some come into office, and you have to deal with those things. And any big city across America, they have some of the same kinds of issues. As an example, technology. I watched the citizens use technology, and the city deploy technology at a very minimum level back when Mayor Lanier was there, and it started increasing when Mayor Brown was there under Mayor White. We've seen now a city that cannot operate without efficient and effective technology being deployed, whether it is to pay traffic tickets or to check your local library activities or to get other access to city services. So technology would be a real big issue under the new mayor to the extent that it didn't exist under past mayors. Another thing I believe that we're going to be forced to go back and deal more effectively with is after-school programs. We started doing some of those under Mayor Bob Lanier. We enhanced it under Mayor Brown, I think, and Mayor White. We've continued some of it, but some of it has been reduced. After-school programs are effective crime prevention strategies, so we have to deploy more of those type programs, I believe, and provide an avenue for young people to do something different than just being loose in the streets after school and during the summertime months.
Do you have a preference in this mayor's race?
As it relates to?
Who are you going to vote for?
As far as the candidates,
Do you have a preferred candidate in the mayor's race?
I think we have a great group of candidates out there, and the good news I bring to the table, I know all the candidates. I've worked with them in some capacity or the other in the past, whether it's Roy Morales, whether it's Amis Parker, Peter Brown, or Gene Locke. I know those people, and they know me. That's another advantage that I bring to the table. I think that it's early in the race now. We're into early July. Come September, I think things will start kind of lining up and people start predicting with some degree of probability who has to lead and who doesn't. But at this point in time, I would say it's completely wide open, and I'm listening and reading their websites and listening to what they're saying, attending forums. I want to hear a little bit more about, you know, what they have to say about the issues once we get past the summer months.
Okay. Go back to technology for a second there. Technology that Houston has deployed that has been somewhat controversial is red light cameras. What's your position on them?
I do believe that any technology that we can deploy to enhance public safety is a plus. Now, I do see cameras at hundreds of intersections, I believe, around Houston, and some of them I question the deployment of certain locations, whether it's for revenue purposes or for safety. The red light camera concept I support because it can be a very effective public safety strategy. So the concept I support, but some of the deployment areas in Houston I question.
Okay. When people go to the ballot box this November and they come to the at-large number 4 race, how do you want them to think about it?
I want them to vote Brad Bradford. Experience. I have 25 years of local government experience. You know, I've had to make some tough decisions. I've climbed some mountains and been knocked down some hills. I think that when it comes to making decisions about critical infrastructure repairs, public safety issues, and another critical thing that this council will do is draw the council district lines again and to bring in compliance with the 1979 Justice Department decree. We'll be adding 2 new seats to council, and how those lines are drawn or not drawn will bring about effective representation on Houston City Council. So I have the experience in city government. I know how the city budget is put together. I know how this capital improvement process works. I had a $5 million budget each year in the police department. I brought that budget in the green. So that's the type of experience that I bring to the table. And I want people to vote for proven experience and leadership, Brad Bradford.
All right. Well, usually I wrap up with that question, but since you mentioned the redistricting, I had mostly been thinking about asking that of people who are going to be running in district seats, not at large, but since you brought it up, how do you want to see that process go?
It is a critical process. One, we must have more involvement. I know council member Rodriguez is doing a really good job. James reaching out, you know, trying to get involvement. I think that's great. We have to do more to make sure that all of the various neighborhoods are involved, whether it's Acres Homes, Clear Lake, Kingwood, Pleasantville, A-Leaf, across the sector, that they all are involved in that process, have input. At the end of the day, I don't think the council will come up with a product that everyone's going to agree on, but at the same time, redistricting is like making sausage. It's nasty business in a lot of ways. No one really wants to do it, but it has to be done. And if we can get a majority of Houstonians satisfied and supportive of a process that they believe is fair and brings about adequate representation for Houston collectively, but individual neighborhoods are represented well, I think we've accomplished something in the city.
All right. Brad Bradford, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Catalyn.